This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Adam Felber, Tom Baudet, and Angela Nissel. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, we'll be playing the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play our games, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, the mayor of Albuquerque has decreed that it is legal and appropriate for his city to participate in what sport?
Some illegal sport, obviously. Cockfighting.
Well, you're close. It involves animals, which is why it's controversial.
Bullfighting.
No.
Duck fighting.
Oh, they're vicious.
Give me a hint.
I'll give you a hint. Yeah. Imagine, if you will, a habit trail shaped like Churchill Downs.
Hamster races?
Yes. Hamster races.
Because I imagined a habit trail shaped like Churchill Downs when you said that.
No, no. Yeah. A new Petco store in Albuquerque was hoping to celebrate its opening with a hamster race, but you see, there's a city ordinance that prohibits public animal racing. That's when Mayor Martin Chavez stepped in, gave the okay. He said it would be neglectful to keep the hamsters from running since it's in their nature, unquote.
When the people of Albuquerque elected me, it was so I could cut through the bureaucratic red tape and let those hamsters race.
What's terrible, of course, is all the people who get trampled in the running of the hamsters.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, yes, they think it'll make them manly. They've read about Hemingway doing it.
Yeah.
They tie the bandanas around their waists, run down the streets of Albuquerque, chased by the hamsters. But they never anticipate how fast those hamsters can run.
No, they don't. And that's why you go to Albuquerque and people have lots of little tiny pinprick cuts on the tops of their feet. Were you at the running this year? Look at my feet.
Angela, sad news from Canada. A dog owner named Elaine Larrabee became sick from the tainted dog food that we've been hearing about. Ms. Larrabee ate that food in an attempt to do what?
The woman ate the dog food?
The woman ate the dog food. She didn't need to eat the dog food.
She was taste testing it for her dog?
Almost. Almost. She was trying to lead by example.
Leading by example?
Yeah, sort of thing you do when you have a recalcitrant child sometimes who doesn't want to eat.
Showing it how to eat? Demonstrating it how... What do you do? I don't have children that eat dog food.
You haven't lived.
Mine love the stuff.
Child that doesn't want to eat.
No. Well, she was... I'll give it to you. She was showing her terrier it was safe to eat.
Oh, because the dog had seen the news?
Apparently. Dog was watching its favorite channel, Fox Terrier News, and she says her terrier, Missy, stuck up its adorable little black nose at the food, so for 2 weeks, Ms. Larrabee would eat up some of the IAMS brand dog food, presumably saying things like, ooh, that's so yummy. Eventually, the dog gave in.
Look, one of us has an amazingly advanced nose. There's a reason why I'm not eating this.
Eventually, the dog gave in. The dog gave in, and they both happily ate the dog food, and then they got sick. Symptoms, Ms. Larrabee said, included foaming at the mouth. Both are now back from their respective hospitals and are on the mend.
Now the dog will never eat.
Yeah. I trusted you, the dog says. Then actually, the dog, next time, will wait 2 weeks. How you feeling? It says.